This is an absolutely fascinating question, and I'm really grateful for you for asking it. But I do have to preface what I'm about to say with the caveat that in the final analysis, this boils down to Chinese nationality law. And whilst I have a certain amount of experience of Chinese nationality law as it relates to foreign nationals in the context of permanent residency in Hong Kong and securing a right of abode application, effectively anything to do with Taiwanese nationals vis-a-vis Chinese nationality involve questions that are best directed to a Chinese immigration expert, not at me. But having said that, I'm going to give you a stab at an answer, and then you can sort of, you know, direct your thinking from that. Ultimately, this is about the recognition of Taiwanese citizenship by the Hong Kong Immigration Department, which, as you can appreciate, effectively implements mainland policy. Therefore, in the final analysis, we're going to have to understand what will happen to you if you are continuously absent from Hong Kong for a period of more than 3 years as a permanent resident of Hong Kong, and will you lose your right of abode, or will you be able to maintain your right of abode because, as you have asked, you'd be deemed a Chinese citizen? Well, in the final analysis, what you're going to have to do is to argue that you're Chinese. So let's assume that you've now been absent from Hong Kong for more than 3 years, you've naturalized as a Taiwanese citizen, and you've maintained your British nationality at that time. So ultimately, you'd have to state that your Chinese citizen, excuse me, your Taiwanese nationality is able of being converted by operation of law into Chinese citizenship, and thereupon the application of Chinese nationality law in your circumstances would deem you to be Chinese. But the other problem is that, assuming you're still a British national at the time that this happens, there's a natural obstacle to you becoming a Chinese national, because in order to secure Chinese nationality, you have to be divest yourself of your British nationality. So assuming that you're a Taiwanese national and you have divested yourself of your British citizenship, and you then effectively lay claim to Chinese nationality in all your circumstances by operation of Chinese nationality law vis-a-vis how they deem Taiwanese citizens in relation to Chinese nationality law, on the basis that you find yourself with pure Chinese nationality and you've made the argument, then it's fair to say that the Hong Kong Immigration Department would deem you to be Chinese. But there are a lot of questions that arise from your situation, both procedurally and also in terms of law, and also in terms of the timing of the sequence of these events. My gut feeling effectively tells me that if you've maintained your British nationality, I think any claim to Chinese nationality would fail. And so your ability to keep your right of abode if you're absent from Hong Kong for more than 3 years would also fail as well, and you'd be downgraded to the right to land. But again, this is by no means my expertise, and I suggest that you take advice from a Chinese nationality lawyer.